Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The economics of retaining your own females for your mama cow herd. Back on that in just a moment.
I've got an axe to grind. I hate bromes. Brome grasses can be brutal on winter wheat yields. If you really want to give winter wheat a fighting chance, be brutal right back. With Prepare Burn Down Herbicide. Adding Prepare to your glyphosate extends brome control for up to 21 days, giving young wheat the weed-free head start it needs to make something of itself. Because the cleaner the field, the higher the yield. Talk to your retailer or visit preparewinterwheat.com and always read and follow label directions.
Cattle producers, it's the big event from Express Ranches out of Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 19th and Saturday, August 20th. 1 o'clock sale time on Friday afternoon. Saturday morning, the big event starts at 11 a.m. You can bid live both days on Rural TV, Dish Satellite 232, or on liveauctions.tv, or you can go and be a part of the festivities live at the sale itself in Yukon. For details, go to the Express Ranches website, www.expressranches.com. Beef cattle specialist Dr. Bob Weber says there's a lot of advantages in using your own females and rebuilding your mama cow herd, retaining those heifers back into your herd. But he says that as you do that, you've got to understand there are costs associated with that particular decision.
I think the very most important ones is looking at sort of your cash flow position this year. Many folks may be in a little bit of a jam given, we're still in a time of, $700 to $800 average cow costs. So you actually may need to sell more heifers this year to meet some obligations from either lending or cash flow perspectives. But if we move to a position where we're going to keep or build replacement heifers, the things we need to think about are, one, are our heifers worth more than suitable ones we could buy and make a swap, right? So there's profit opportunity in that potentially. And then the other bits are really centered around how do I get a heifer from a weaned heifer calf to her first calf. And, the principal costs associated with doing that are mostly time and feed. Okay, so we've got interest costs potentially associated with if we have to have an operating note to finance feed or pasture for those replacement females as we build them. And then the other things are, some breeding costs, obviously, as we expose those females. If we keep them this year, we'll breed them in 2017. So we've either got an AI estrus synchronization program tied to that or the cost of providing a bull to cover those females in 2017 is certainly one that we need to pay attention to because we know that bulls are quite a bit more expensive now than they were just 4 or 5 years ago. And so having a realistic number to put to the cost per conception on those replacement heifers is really important. The other bit, and I think sometimes we forget about, is that if we keep a set of heifers now, not all of those females are going to make it to their first calf. And so we should put in our budget and realize that there's going to be a culling rate between now and then for heifers that don't breed. There's going to be some die, all those sort of things. That needs to go into our economic consideration moving forward because those heifers are still going to be worth somewhere north of $750 or $800 as we keep them this fall. We can't afford to lose too many of those and keep the thing afloat. So really focusing, I think, our efforts then, the biggest cost center after the value of the heifer really is feed.
And, of course, the record-sized corn and soybean crops for this year should help keep a lid on the overall cost of our feed grains as a part of that component of cost for your replacement females for your mama cow herd. Thoughts from Dr. Bob Weber. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the 32nd Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup, August 26th and 27th at the Lazy E Arena. The Range Roundup is Cowboys Helping Kids, as once again in 2016, the OCA has designated the Children's Miracle Network as their charity. The Range Roundup will feature 12 of the most historic ranches in Oklahoma, each with a half dozen cowboys competing in six great events. Two nights of action, August 26th, 27th. Reserve your tickets by going to www.lazye.com. OCA's Range Roundup at the Lazy E. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great rest of your day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.